You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two rolls along here. Coming up in the next few minutes, Paul Hamilton's going to join the show following Jarmo Kekäläinen's press conference with the Buffalo media. He is now officially the 10th general manager in Sabres history. We were wrong, though, for about 3 minutes. Not even. I think pushing that. Terry Pegula did speak, I mean, opening remarks.
There
really,
was
really
one chair.
More to just introduce
what I did
Kekäläinen.
Say was that he was not speaking with
right.
Kekäläinen. So I was half. No, I'll say a quarter right.
Quarter, yeah.
Because he spoke. I was wrong.
He did speak. Emor just introduced Kekäläinen. Now, with Pegula, though, for me, that is going to be, I think, the biggest takeaway from this is that in multiple ways, multiple times, Kekäläinen wanted to, I think, in many ways, reassure everybody that he had full autonomy of the hockey department. That does not mean we're going to get a president of hockey operations or what have you, but he wanted to let people know, even going as far as saying, spend to the cap if we need to, you know, all that stuff. The fun buzzwords that I think a lot of us have lived and died by for the last 5 years. But with that, we'll get more on what just occurred, the press conference with Jarmo Kekäläinen, as Paul Hamilton, who took part in that, joins us here on the Western Hotline. Paul, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing well. I think just overall, the tone of the press, I had no problem with the tone. It was a solid standard press conference. I don't think anyone should be, you know, getting the torches ready to go after that.
Well, you know what? This is a no-nonsense man. I've talked to other people about him, and he is a no-nonsense man. And if you look at it, he's going to look you straight in the eye, and you're going to know where he stands, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, whether you're on the staff. He's going to tell you right up front the way it is, and I think every single person I've asked about him around the NHL has said the same thing, that you won't have any question at all where you stand with this guy.
Paul, when it comes to a lot of the things that Kekäläinen ends up saying in this presser, one of them is that he was not necessarily what I'd call committal to the coaching staff or the entirety of the staff as a whole. And then he mentions later on a follow-up that there might be some things in mind that happen sooner rather than later. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, just as he said, you know, he talked about Lindy Ruff and what he likes about him and everything, but he did say everything and everybody in the organization will be evaluated, whether it's players, coaches, staff, whoever it is. There's going to be an evaluation with everybody in the organization, and that's fair. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think Lindy Ruff would have a problem with that. So, you know, that's the way that he handles his business. And what's wrong with that? I don't have a problem with that.
So, Paul, I was saying it before you came on. I think maybe my biggest takeaway from today was Kekalainen multiple times wanting to, I think, reassure people that he had full autonomy of the hockey department. I know that's been rumblings for a long time with people that Terry can maybe be a meddlesome owner. I guess just flat out, how much do you believe him? And going forward, is that going to matter a ton?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and call somebody a liar when I'm not in the conversation. So Kevin Adams has said the same thing. And you look at the cap. I mean, the Sabres are not that far under the cap this year.
Right.
I haven't looked in a while. It's $3 million-ish somewhere in there, and I don't have my computer open in front of me. But that's not a lot. And even when they were $5 million short, I didn't have a problem with that. If they're $13 million short or $15 million short, that's when I think it's a conversation piece. So they're not that far from the cap. Again, we don't know what the holdup is in the Alex Tuch negotiation. Is it Terry Pegula? Was it Kevin Adams? Was it both? Do they have unrealistic expectations? I mean, we just don't know. I mean, we're not involved in the negotiation. The thing I've always said is it just seems like this, somebody in this organization has it in their heads that they have leverage in this situation, and they don't. The Sabres have zero leverage in this situation if they want Alex Tuch to stay. So I think the quicker that Kekalainen comes to that realization, and maybe he has, I don't know, the quicker that maybe they can come to terms on a deal. But, how much does this change Alex Tuch's outlook? And now Alex Tuch is on record as saying that he wants to remain a Sabre. How much does his outlook change now that it's a different direction for the organization? What I really liked hearing is, that the being outworked in a game is going to absolutely be unacceptable. Now, how that happens is unacceptable. I need to see. People have said it's unacceptable, but it just keeps happening.
Right.
And, I want to know now when it happens, what's going to happen? I mean, how is that going to be alleviated? As he said, he goes, when you're playing a team that maybe isn't as good as you, and you're playing that team and they outwork you, but they're not better than you, and you lose the hockey game, he goes, that's totally unacceptable. He goes, you just can't have that, and he's seen too much of that this year, and he's right. I've seen too much of that for a long time in this organization. It was supposed to be addressed by the coaching staff. I don't think it has really for a lot of the time. Every now and then somebody gets benched, but Don Granato didn't want to bench people. He thought he would lose them if he benched them. So I'll be interested to see how that's going to be handled down the line now that there's different leadership.
Paul, one of the biggest bugaboos with Adams was the relative inactivity. And in one of those things, the goaltending rotation. He mentions that once Colton Ellis gets healthy, they have a decision to make because it's not fair to the goaltenders when it comes to workload, how they need to prepare, the amount of time that they need in a net, even with practice, that they're going to make a decision to get back down to two goaltenders.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a decision that has to be made. It's a hard decision, but you got to make a decision with it and get on with it. And that's happened twice during Kevin Adams' tenure, and it shouldn't have happened either time. And for as long as it happened, you might have to have three goaltenders for a short bit, but not so it's affecting the organization like it is now. So, and case in point, you just let Alex Lyon play four games in a row, and he won three of them. He hadn't won a game since October against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So you allowed a goaltender to play four games in a row and get on a bit of a roll. Guess what? You win some hockey games because of it, because you got decent goaltending. So, and that's on Lindy Ruff. I'm sorry. I just do not agree with the way Lindy Ruff is. He's stuck with the three goaltenders, and I get that. But he just never has given anybody an opportunity to get on a roll other than the beginning of the year when Lyon got the first six games. You play poorly and you're out. And I just don't think that's the way to get a goaltender going. And, right now Lyon has shown that, hey, if you leave it alone and let somebody act like the starting goaltender for a little bit, maybe it'll go better for you.
Yeah, and I mean, even Paul, to start the year, they kind of let Lyon go mainly due to out of necessity. UPL's hurt.
There's two goalies.
And they brought in a guy in Colton Ellis who you didn't know what you had there, so they just let the guy go when he started off well. But so, Paul, like we're talking the Alex Tuck situation and then the three goalie situation. This is, less on Jarmo Kekäläinen and more on the situation of, why ultimately was Kevin Adams given another half a year to be the general manager? It had been years of inactivity, of losing streaks, of not making the playoffs. And then now, in ultimately his last year, it's more problems that I brought up that now has put Kekäläinen in a little bit of a bind. The Alex Tuck situation, wherever that's going to end up, the three-goalie situation, the fact that they're second to last in the Eastern Conference, it's less on Kekäläinen because he may not have wanted to take the job in May when he was ultimately hired. He may not have personally thought he's up to the task at the time, what have you, but just more on the Sabres. Why wait until now to do this when the years had shown it was time to move on?
I'm not Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
Yeah.
I would have moved on after 13 games with no wins. I might have moved on even before then. But, Terry Pegula, I think, liked Kevin Adams a lot. I don't think he, even now, I don't think he wanted to fire him. But he finally came to the realization that it had to be done. But I can't answer that question. I'm not Terry Pegula.
Paul, one of the other things I really liked, multiple times it's brought up by Kekäläinen of trying to help the players not feel like they are responsible for all 14 years of this playoff drought. Maybe the ones that they've been here for, but like not the whole thing. They're not responsible for all of it. And him saying, we're not going to sacrifice the ultimate goal just to make the playoffs. We're going to have a plan. And that they're not going to take shortcuts to end the drought. I do see that as, yeah, they like this year might be this year, and they might add a number to it, but you want a concise plan in order to make things happen and try not to sacrifice something for the pressure.
But some of the core guys have been here for an awful long time, seven
yep.
years, so they've been part of it for a while now. You can't pin all 14 years on Kevin Adams or any of the players here. But the thing is, the players can't forget about it because these fans have been through all 14 years, and they're to a point now where something goes wrong in a game and they're on them immediately, and that has been an annoyance for the players. It's like, they don't feel that's fair, but the thing is, you got to put yourself in a fan's shoes who have sat here for 14 years and watched horrible hockey and haven't made the playoffs, and it's not getting any better. And so that's what you get. And they get on this team almost immediately. They have a bad shift or two, and they're on them. So it's one of the things that the players have to come to the realization that they're not necessarily booing you guys as a individual. They're booing what they've seen for the last 14 years, and you're just a small part of it. And maybe if they can kind of look at it that way, they can come to terms with it a little bit better than just keep getting upset about it.
Quick look now at the team that's actually on the ice. They are off until Thursday. They have, though, won three games in a row, though, Paul. I mean, I think there was some fear from some fans that because they'd gone on a bit of a win streak, a move maybe wouldn't have been made. That proved to not be the case, and now they are playing good hockey. I'm curious to see what the building looks like on Thursday when they host Philadelphia.
Well, the last game against Seattle, now Seattle's reeling, but mm-hmm. still, I liked what I saw. It was a 2-1 hockey game, and they protected it, I thought, very well. And how did they do that? First of all, they got good goaltending. Second of all, I thought they managed the puck very well. They weren't giving Seattle breakaways, 2-on-0s, 3-on-1s, and making their goaltender stand on his head. Lyon had to make a couple of big saves, no question about that. But at the end of the day, too, he didn't have to stand on his head, and I thought the puck management was one of the best I'd seen in the game. They weren't giving the puck away. They were making the good play. I mean, that was a 2-1 hockey game, basically, for most of it until the empty net goal, and they actually did score an empty net goal, which they aren't very good at. That was like a complete win where, you had to protect the lead. You weren't up 6-1 where you could relax a little bit, and I thought they did a good job with that. So, to me, that's progress to see that. Now, and Kekäläinen talked about this. It's the consistency. What is the consistency that we're not seeing? Can it be better? It has to be better. And he was very frank, as we're not here just to make the playoffs. He goes, one of the worst things that really sucks is when you make the playoffs and you get eliminated in the first round. He goes, that feeling is awful, and you carry it all summer. He goes, it's awful. So he said, well, I am not here to make the playoffs. He goes, I am here to win a championship. And he was very clear about that. And he said, yes, you got to make the playoffs first before you can win a championship. But he goes, just making the playoffs should not make him or anybody else on this team satisfied.
It will satisfy me, though, at least for a year.
Well, he did say, yeah. There's 14 to 28 days where you're happy, and then that's where my most miserable is, when we are eliminated. So that was a nice little refreshing thing to hear, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Again, he's a no-nonsense guy, and, that's the way he wants things done.
All right, sounds good. Paul, thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll talk again on Thursday when the Sabres take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Thanks for jumping on.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul Hamilton there on the Wester Hotline. And now, for the first time today, 803-0550, the number to call. You want to give your thoughts on Kevin Adams out as general manager for the Buffalo Sabres and Jarmo Kekäläinen in as the now official 10th general manager for the team. We heard from his comments as well, and we'll dive a little bit more into that when we come back after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
We're going to evaluate everything moving forward, whether it's the scouting staff, management, coaches. Everybody is under evaluation at this point, but there are a lot of good people here that are great at their jobs.
Jarmo Kekäläinen, just a few minutes ago during his press conference with the Buffalo media, talking about everyone is under evaluation. When asked if there's going to be changes to the coaching staff or what have you, he would not give... No,
he did not give a clear answer.
He left that up in the air, and that has been a conversation. I know Frank Cervelli, I think, reported that last night or early this morning, that he was hearing rumblings that there might be a coaching change in Buffalo.
It laid into credence that Jeremy White had tweeted the Sabres might not be done.
And that's the thing. I think there will be a change as well. I fully can see a world in which Lindy Ruff is the president of hockey operations and that they do bring in a different coach. Ruff only signs a 2-year deal with the Sabres initially. This is year two.
I think Lindy is you think he's going to get elevated. I think he's just going to get let go.
And that's the thing. He could totally just get let go of the whole thing. Remember, when he was initially hired, the whole thought on that was just he was bringing credibility to the Sabres, build out the foundations, and let the next guy, at the time many of us thought it would be Seth Apper, who is actually on Lindy's staff now, would just take over in 2 years. They had broken
the
drought.
Like a coach in waiting.
Here we go.
Yeah.
A coach in waiting. Up to this point, that has not been the case at all. Lindy's first year was rough. His second year has been equally as rough. And a lot of the glamour and the glitz that was on Appert has evaporated away.
Has evaporated quickly because the power play is consistently one of the worst parts about them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially over these last 2 years. It has gotten better with Norris and Benson being more heavily involved in it. It is less just one-timers to Thompson. And don't get me wrong, he's great at them.
It's cool. It was working, yeah.
But the thing is that it was the only thing working. There was no variety. And with Zucker and Norris and Benson all working around to be a little bit more involved with the puck dominant on the power play, it's giving more options. And Zucker being out, that's going to sting. He leads the team in power play goals. That's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like when Norris is able to have the puck. I do like when Benson is able to distribute on the power play. I think he tries things that are a little more bold. And that comes with a younger player, the confidence,
he's
the swagger.
He's a fun player to watch,
yeah. Sometimes it's going to end in bad decisions, but it's a bold decision. Having Doan there as the net front presence has helped this power play. So maybe it is a little bit more of just the talent issue, but the coaching over the last few years of it has been cycle the puck around, get Tage the one-timer, and when teams are able to predict it at this point because it's all you've got, or Thompson misses the net, and you're back chasing the puck in your
right
own zone.
And it very quickly devolves into, what am I watching? We're better when we're down a man than when we have any advantage.
Yes, and that's also that's also the leading the league in empty net goals scored. It's the same principle. Extra skater on the ice.
It's the exact same principle. Absolutely. It's the exact same principle.
So it just, you got to get messy with those situations. Don't be on the outside, because then you're not moving the defense. You're not moving the penalty kill. You're not moving anybody. And just in 6-on-5, just get it to the net.
They were good at that early in the year, too. Like, I mean, that was what Josh Doan was doing so impressively, yeah. Is that he was willing to get dirty goals. And it was like, oh, my gosh, they actually have someone that wants to do that. It's like one, maybe two. Zucker does that.
Yeah, Zucker does it a lot,
you know,
too.
There's only a few guys that do it. And then, yeah, the power play, still the mindset kind of seems to be. And it's fair. He is your best player on the power play at times. Get the puck to Tage on the one-timer. It's just when
it's
teams
just
are predicting
umbrella,
it.
But you're only – using the top three of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good hockey when you're only using not even like just over half of the players on the ice. And that's what the Sabres have done for years now with this power play is they have an umbrella power play,
mm-hmm.
but they don't use everybody. They just use three players, Dahlin, Thompson, and whoever's on the other side on the other circle.
Right.
Typically it was like JJ or, you know, or it was Jack Quinn. Now you have players that have a little bit more of the creativity and they're trying to utilize it. But yeah, like you said, the shine on Appert has definitely gone away.
Also, Mike Leone being very good in Rochester, if not better than Appert was, also help immediately.
He's been better with not as top tier of prospects.
Yeah.
Is the other part of it. Because Appert, it's with Quinn, Paterka, and Krebs together. And with Leone, it's your top prospect is Levi, who every now and then goes through some bad stretches even in the A. Goalies are weird. But outside of that, Hellenius is solid. Oslin and Rosane have probably graduated at this point,
mm-hmm.
and they're the tweeners this year. Kulik he already doesn't have anymore. Kulik is a full-time NHLer. So, yeah, I would argue that it's with less talent that he's been more successful, less top-end talent within the prospect pool, and more successful because of it.
So yeah, well, I mean, we'll see we'll see if they do make some changes here in the coaching staff. I do anticipate it, and I know Jeremy's tweeted it out, and he's sort of.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hinting at maybe the same thing. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to your calls here in just one moment. But first up, listen to Show Up and the Bulldog all week for your chance to win a $100 Woodhouse Spa gift card courtesy of course, Woodhouse Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Woodhouse makes it simple to give the perfect gift with their curated holiday packages. Everything from deep tissue massages to hot stone treatments and incredible facials. Visit WoodhouseSpa.com. Again, number to call, 803-0550. You want to give your thoughts on Kevin Adams, Jarmo Kekalainen, the Sabres as a whole. We'll get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start today off with Josh on the line. Josh, good morning. How are we doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well.
We're hanging.
There you go. Hey, just wanted to give see what y'all thought about just with the goaltender situation going forward. I know this has been a hot topic all year and stuff like that between UPL, Colton, and then Lyon. I mean, with the new GM in town and stuff, I mean, do we call Levi up possibly? I mean, I know that's a poll, but I mean, just what do y'all think about the whole goaltending situation? How do you think he's going to move forward with that? Thanks, guys.
Josh, thanks, Josh. I'll just my point or my thoughts on this real quick. I'm not bringing up a fourth name. He is going to stay in the A the whole year. On the three goalies, though, my whole thing, I don't know how much I've actually said it on air, but my whole thing has been kind of since Lyon started off hot and then Colton Ellis wasn't terrible, I was cool to move off of UPL. I was fine to run with those two and then kind of dance around the idea of, like, what can we get for either Colton Ellis or Devin Levi after the season?
And that's the thing is that when Kekalainen mentions that everything's under evaluation, he knows Levi is in Rochester, and what was the Sabres' supposed long-term answer in net is none of the three goalies that are on the active roster right now, which made it all the more infuriating that Buffalo's been holding on to three goalies this year. Because next year, you would imagine you're probably looking at Devin Levi and going, well, now's the time, kid. We've given you a couple of years in Rochester, really let you sit there and develop. Are you here or are you not? And that would probably have been the plan going forward here. And I still think that should be the plan. So Kekalainen saying, we need to get off this three-goalie thing. I wouldn't be dismissive of Kekalainen moving Luukkonen. The problem is, the team that needed a goalie and needed a quote-unquote upgrade, A, didn't really get much of an upgrade, but made their move.
But that also showed maybe how desperate Edmonton was at the time.
Edmonton traded for Tristan Jarry, and I'm like, cool, you gave up a second rounder for older Stuart Skinner. All right.
But that was the team that you, I think many were probably sitting there thinking, like, they need a goaltender. They specifically didn't, or Connor McDavid specifically didn't take a ton of money to free up some cap.
Could you mess with that team and get something back?
And instead Ellis has been hurt too. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's been other things that have played into
Ellis it. Ellis just got hurt though.
But Ellis just got hurt. And yeah, this is where the inaction thing comes up for many people. This is the inaction stuff.
Say that you made the move before the road trip, right? And you're back to two goalies. Ellis gets hurt, right? The caller just mentioned Devin Levi. You call him up for a game, let him sit there, and then that's it. Send him back down. Call him up for a couple games, and then if Ellis is healthy, you send him back down. Or he stays for a little bit and gets some NHL time because of injury.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm here for that. Because that's how normal teams work.
I do, though, in all seriousness, have like zero appetite for Levi to come up for any extended period of time past the, hey, we're injured, we need you to come up here real quick. Like the normal NHL
but that's
roster movement.
And Paul mentioned it in the last segment of like, they've done this twice now with extended three-goalie rotations into a season where it's not normal. Like, if Levi's here, it should be because of injury. Ready? If there's three goalies on the team, it is because of an injury, which is now what it currently is. It's how it started, and it is how it currently is.
Mm-hmm. And Paul's right to bring up, too.
It's some the in-between.
But some of this is on Lindy as well. I mentioned Lyon gets the Lyon... Yeah, that's intended. The lion's share of starts early. out of necessity. They brought in an unknown guy, and Lyon's playing well, and UPL's hurt. You're going to go until you literally can't go anymore.
But that was also.
But after that, they haven't really allowed anyone to get hot. They have not allowed for anyone to really take the job, and that has been a problem.
That was also out of necessity, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. It was out of necessity.
You just brought Ellison off waivers. Lukanen is hurt. Alex Georgiev is unplayable. You snag Colton Ellis off of waivers because you would be guaranteed losing games if you had to put Alexander Georgiev in net. It was just how bad he was in the preseason. You had to make a move. And they saw something with Ellis, and they decided to take that chance. Cool with that. The problem is that you kept it there, and you didn't allow for... So, yes, the coach does have to mishandle things in order for that to not work. But what are you going to do? Sit a goalie on his rear end for months at a time? No, that's probably what you shouldn't do. I don't envy what Lindy Ruff and his decision-making was. I don't know if I would have done the same thing that he did, but I also don't like it. I don't like the situation that he's being put into. And it's not the first time that a coach has had to do this under Kevin Adams. So I look at the trend, and that is the general manager twice had extensive three-goalie rotations in it, and I keep looking back at the player that's the common denominator in all of them. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is part of every one of these three-goalie rotations that they have for like more than a couple of games.
Yeah.
That's not an accident anymore. It turns into, that's a bad contract. That's a bad extension, and you gave it to him when he played his best hockey.
And that's the frustrating thing. He did play good for half that year. But
stunning face. Look at the surprise on my face that he had his best year when they had two goalies.
He just got to go.
It's like
that's the thing is he got to just.
It's like
the
it's a
strike.
Fundamental roster management quality is that goalies need to get regular work, and if they don't do that, they suffer. And what has been the problem with the Buffalo Sabres, other than the power play over the last 5 years?
Yeah. Well, we're on to the next phase for
it's
them.
It's like
we'll see if
I'm
more
taking
moves.
Crazy pills. At least this part of it's over, or so he thought, I will say, in a few years maybe. I don't know. But I'm just going to go ahead and say, thank goodness I don't have to – okay. I still have to deal with it, but at least the general manager said we're not going to deal with that for long.
Yeah, we're on to the next phase now, and that's the thing. I now think the hardest part is the present. They have a lot of issues to work out. They still have, I think, problems overall in their coaching staff, not just Lindy Ruff, if you even think he has a problem, but I think it's – near unanimous among Sabres fans, the assistants are absolutely part of the problem. Many of them have survived multiple coaches, not just with Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, that's Ralph Kruger's staff.
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it. Like, what?
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing is they have other problems they need to fix. And that's where, for me, the biggest thing I heard out of today was Jarmo Kekäläinen saying, I have full autonomy over the hockey department. That this is my team. Terry owns it, and that's not going to change. But Kekäläinen, the general manager, has full autonomy over hockey decisions. And he even made sure to push that even further by saying that, yeah, Terry can ask questions. He owns the team, and that's his right, absolutely. But he made sure multiple times to mention that he is in charge. And so I do still anticipate a number of moves coming, but it is probably also fair that there wasn't a ton of moves made on his first day on the job. He also made mention that he was not part of that Quinn Hughes report.
Yes.
That the Sabres were maybe involved a little bit, or at least
a
call was maybe made.
They were involved a little bit, and that call could have just been, hey, what's the price? Okay, yeah. No thanks, I'm good.
But it was not him.
It wasn't him.
Today is his first day.
Which I suspected was the case, because like Kekäläinen was not on the road trip.
No.
And part of the road trip was Vancouver. Being involved slightly could be Kevin Adams just asking about it while in Vancouver. It's pretty easy to get into a conversation with the general manager when you're in their building.
Yeah, I mean, I said on Twitter it was Adams' death row. I was just trying anything to maybe save his job. It could have been that where he's just out there going, what are you guys getting up for him? Oh, okay.
Imagine if they traded for another defenseman.
And then now, yeah, that was my whole thing, too. It's like they need forward help. They don't need whatever. It didn't happen. It's fine. But it just, yeah, we're on to the next phase. And I'm into what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times with the Sabres, I definitely was there this summer where I just was kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'll see them on opening night. I'll pay attention to some of the moves, but I for my own mental health, I need to get away from them now because they have done something. And I do like the hire. I like the hire back in May. I'm into it. That doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs this year. It could be a tire fire. It could be a disaster. But I'm into it, and I want to see how this goes.
Owen Parker and I did an entire sports talk Saturday on the hiring of Jarmo Kekäläinen. That's how excited we were about the hire. We really liked the hire. But now comes back a sentence that I said before the season, Zach, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I did say this season needs to be different. I don't know if that means good or bad, but it has to be different. Different is firing the general manager of 5.5 years. Now what? Well, we're going to find out together. But at the very least, there was a change made that needed to be made, really. And I didn't even get into half of the – I didn't have a chance to get into half of the notes about Kevin Adams. And I would imagine that when we have this show again tomorrow, I would like to expound a little bit further.
803-0550, the number to call. Josh, thanks for the call. Love to hear from you. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, we'll be right back after this quick timeout. Listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up a Tuesday show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you did miss it, new Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen did wrap up speaking with the media earlier this hour. You can find that on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com. Also coming up probably in the next 5 or so minutes, Sabres Live will have you covered on all of those comments Kekäläinen made with the media. For me, the biggest takeaways today were the fact that he acknowledged that he is going to have 100% autonomy within the hockey department. That has been rumblings for years for fans, is that Terry Pegula can be...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is a meddling owner that at times maybe doesn't let the team spend on the cap. Don't really know how true that is because we had Paul on mention that they're pretty darn close this year. But just more in terms of just is he part of the decision making? Kekalainen went out of his way a few times to make mention that, no, this is his baby now. Terry owns the team, but this is his baby.
And he also admits that when Ellis gets healthy, Colton Ellis gets healthy, they will find a way to get down to two goaltenders so that it's not a roster being a little mismanaged and the goaltending rotation being a bit mismanaged as well. I still have plenty of thoughts to do this tomorrow. I hope that you'll all join us for that one. But with Sabres Live coming up next year, this is another episode of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, back with you again tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.